49 right now on DEV. We're talking with our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center with locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, and Swanton Lumber, as well as Rouse's Point, New York. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to sit down after this and start picking through my March Madness bracket. So, yeah, we're doing good.
As long as you have the Catamounts winning, you're all good in my book.
They will be on there. I can't promise that they're going to be winning, but I wish them the best.
All right, that's good. I'm glad to I hope you pick them at least in one bracket. So what else you got for me today? What are you working on? What's going on at the shop? What should we know? All of the above.
So it's been busy. A lot of people are coming in, obviously, start of spring this week officially on the calendar. And people are planning out their spring projects, whether it's a little metal roof that they're going to build over their porch, a garden shed, or a new deck. People are coming in, they're pre-ordering lumber and planning out those projects because the majority of building materials, you know, not all of them across the board, but the majority are very, very affordable right now compared to the last year or two. I know, like, spruce and pine prices are like half of what they were a year ago, 16 months, 18 months ago. So a lot of people are coming in and taking advantage of that. They're pre-planning their projects, buying the materials now so that they have it ready to rock and roll when the weather gets nice.
You got anything that can help alleviate mud season concerns or what?
We have bags of gravel. You can fill in the mud holes.
Yeah. So what else we got to know today?
You know, a lot of the other spring stuff is trickling in, rakes, lawn bags, contractor cleanup bags, all of that stuff is trickling in that we've been pre-ordering as the season goes to try to pass on a decent price to our customers. Other than that, I can't say enough, you know, plan out the projects you want. If it's something that you really have your eye on the prize and you want something certain, you want something particular, give yourself, you know, 4 or 5 weeks of extra time before, you know, those products might make it in, depending how available they are. So if it's something specific you want, the sooner that you can start that order is better.
Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber online, sticksandstuff.com. I was going through, it was interesting, Kyle. You know, I was going through your website, and I noticed, as I always do, the calls with Kyle section, and your conversations with me from like the last 3 years are there. So if anybody is looking for information, they're very clearly labeled. It's a great resource to go and hear things we've said in the past. Maybe the sales that we once spoke about are not relevant, but the products, the tools, the tips, the tricks, the timing, all of that stuff is a great resource for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I turn it on in my office if I get lonely.
Yeah, good. I'm glad because you miss my voice so much, or you like hearing your voice.
Yes, absolutely your voice, 110%. Great.
By the way, you were on vacation last week. Did you go anywhere fun?
I was. Actually, my son had a ski race. He qualified to represent the state of Vermont in the U62. So it was a very exciting weekend over in Gordon Mountain. He did great. I think his best finish was like 16th out of 120. But they did good enough as a team where Vermont retained their title. So I think it's 3 years in a row now. So, yeah, it was great.
Congratulations on that. That's awesome. And we'll catch up next week. Good for you.
Sounds good. Take care, everybody.
All right, 4:53, back to the newsroom next on DEV.